Interpreting Statistical Information. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
Many people don't understand how to make good decisions when they're presented with statistical information.
Often people are given insufficient data or an incomplete analysis of the information. Professor of Marketing Ann Mirabito tells a story when this happened in the mid-1990s as a new generation of birth control pills were released.
The British press reported that women who were taking this third generation pill faced a 100% increase in the risk of thromboembolism, which is a condition that can involve clotting and it can be fatal.
In response, many women stopped taking the pill. As a result, unwanted pregnancies soared, and an estimated 10,000 British women had abortions.
It is true that for every 14,000 women who did not take the pill, one would suffer from thromboembolism. Whereas for every 14,000 women who did take the pill, two would suffer from thromboembolism. So it's true that there was double the risk of taking the pill, but it's often very tiny. The base is very large. That base rate information was not presented.
Mirabito found in her own research that base rate neglect happens frequently and leads to below optimal decisions. The way risk information is presented makes a big difference. If given numerically in percentages, people make better decisions. Graphs or charts tend to provoke an emotional response and fear. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.